The speed at which it appears these raids were conducted suggests that agents were concerned that they needed to secure evidence quickly and prevent anyone from destroying evidence before they got there.
There you go. One of the play-by-plays, the many you're going to see over the next little while. He Diddy, Duffy, Puffy, whatever his name. That guy changes his name a lot, right? I don't follow him, but I certainly know of him. And he's a giant, and certainly not named as a target of this pretty explosive investigation. But we've learned his alleged drug mule, was arrested at Miami Airport as Diddy and this 25-year-old were said to be boarding a private plane to get out of town. And then, of course, federal agents raiding Diddy's Florida and California home. And when you see the pictures, they open vaults, there's underwear. There's nothing they didn't go through, right? Like, they just went to town on these properties. Diddy's not been questioned, not arrested, but certainly is facing a number of allegations. Like, he just settled this sex assault a case filed by his ex-girlfriend, and now there are a number of lawsuits he faces. Accusations of rape, sex assault, physical violence, trafficking minors, revenge porn. And you know, you read around Diddy's underage sex romp. They have been the source of Hollywood gossip for years. And now it seems his power and money may not be enough to save this empire. Kelly Williams, co-host of Beyond the Blinds, is a pop culture podcast deep diving into Hollywood's seedy underbelly. And certainly they've got episodes, the latest, the Diddy Court Docs. Kelly joining us now. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Boy, oh boy, this is a pretty serious story. I mean, it gets a lot of entertainment play, but the allegations we're looking at for this guy, Sean Combs, are very, very serious. What strikes you? I know you've gone through all the court docs so that we don't have to, but what struck you the most? Cassie, obviously the ex-girlfriend settling the suit is a big one, but what stuck out you the most of being kind of troubling?
To be honest, I'm shocked at how similar this court doc was to what Cassie said in her expose, basically. You know, the Kid Cudi car being blown up and the drug muling and passing drugs around at parties. It's just, there's a lot. And in these court docs, there's so many videos and pictures. It's something that I didn't expect, I guess.
Yeah, well, 73 pages and certainly multiple people coming forward. You know, one of the names that keeps coming into this is Justin Bieber, right? Like, there's a lot of names that get mentioned. We had, a couple of, Aubrey O'Day, I think her name is. She was in a band. She had something to say. Everyone's got 50 Cent's got something to say. But I want to play you some audio, a little sample of what Justin Bieber said when he was 15 years old and still had that bowl cut, but was hanging out with probably one of his biggest heroes. But here he is with a Puff Daddy a couple of years ago. Take a listen.
I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full. Buck full crazy.
Going crazy.
Mm-hmm. A kid's 15 at the time, and Usher found him. But, the allegations are such that I don't think too many parents would maybe want their kid left alone with this guy. But where do players like Justin Bieber come into this? We've heard Harry, Prince Harry's name comes into this. How far does this expand or go?
Honestly, I think it's so much of the entertainment business. I mean, other names that were dropped in the suit were like Meek Mill, Usher, Chris Brown, Cuba Gooding Jr. Like, I do think that this is going to spider-graph into so many different areas, maybe people you weren't expecting. But the way Diddy has treated people isn't much of a secret. Even Usher has gone on Howard Stern to say, you know, when he was 14 living with Diddy, he was basically forced to try every drug and he had to make a bedroom in the studio so he felt safe at night.
And so when you say, because I have not read these court documents, when you hear names like Usher, Usher's got a pretty, as far as I know, a pretty wholesome reputation, right? Like he's popular, just played the halftime show. Mm-hmm. Why would he be named? Is he named as an alleged victim or is he named by one of the accusers as being part of this?
An alleged victim, but he was also a Diddy protege. So I think a lot of people should look at Diddy proteges. I mean, like you said, Aubrey O'Day has been talking about this for years, and she didn't sign. There's like a non-disclosure agreement that Danny DeCane signed, but she did not. I believe it was her and Shannon are the only two that didn't.
So where do you see this going? Because, like, you know, Jay-Z's name comes in, they're tight, mm-hmm. and then Jennifer Lopez, she dated this guy long ago. But this is one of those things where for so long we heard about Jeffrey Epstein. So long, you know, we hear about, you know, allegations surfacing around you know, Michael Jackson. But where do you see this, or even R. Kelly? R. Kelly would probably be the most recent, but where do you see this thing going, and how far do you see expanding? Because Diddy's in a different league. Like, he's a multi-Grammy winner, makes a ton of money, you know, runs studios, runs movies. How far out do you see the damage going?
You know, I actually didn't know what would come of this because there have been so many allegations about Diddy, but I think seeing Homeland Security, you gotta hope that this is, like, maybe head of the snake, and we'll actually get the rest of the snake too, because I don't think Diddy is someone who will go quietly, I guess I'll say.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a song in here somewhere, but, you know, he was nominated for a Grammy, but he didn't go, and he would have been one of those players who, you know, would have a huge party. He'd be there, one of the front people. I mean, he's not at the end of his career, right? Like, he's still considered a pretty big producer.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way he was setting his son up, Justin, to kind of follow in his footsteps, you know, it was definitely going to become some kind of family business for Diddy. But unfortunately, he got his family involved in a different business as well and just kind of left the kids to fend for themselves. I thought that was really shocking. The video from the raid, seeing his two sons handcuffed while he was in Miami.
Yeah, wow. Daddy of the year, he might not win, but, you know, but the boys apparently not arrested. He has not been arrested. And so I have a feeling they're building their case. They're not going to do this wrong. But it's hard to see how this 25-year-old kid hanging around with Diddy is, you know, the quote unquote mule, you know, that he's going to be the only one charged.
Oh, absolutely. In the court.
And by the way, who is this kid? He's like a 25-year-old basketball player, right?
Yeah, he's just someone that Diddy probably met at like a Miami club or something. But in the court docs, it talks about his house manager, Katrina, I think her first name was, and how she required everyone to walk around with a fanny pack full of drugs. Like, there's so many different layers. And to see that, I was like, okay, yes, he was named. And yes, he was one of the people who had to walk around with drugs on him.
And so is the allegation, and I don't follow pop culture a lot. So a lot of this is going to be new. You know, I like my music, but I just don't follow this stuff. And so is the allegation simply drugs in that, or was it prostitution, you know, sex trafficking? How far does this go?
It goes all the way to RICO charges. I mean, there's sex trafficking, there's RICO charges. In the court doc, it has each, like, level of employment and who was, like, a runner, who was a record, like, a reporter for the thing. But it also says that he has really deep connections with the LAPD. So to see that the LAPD wasn't involved was, like, I guess a green flag in my mind.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see. And just so people here know, a RICO is, like, a racketeering area. Mm-hmm. And so I guess we'll follow next chapters, but already, you know, we've had more than a dozen companies cut ties with, mm-hmm. and I don't even know what he calls himself, Diddy, or I don't know what his updated name is, because it does change, but he's been dropped from networks. He's been dropped from certain specials. I'm pretty sure he was probably told not to go to the Grammys, but is he at the point where he is now being complete? Is he getting the R. Kelly, like, you got to go, or can he survive this in your mind?
I don't know if he's going to be able to survive it, because say if even like a Jay-Z is connected somehow, I don't think Jay-Z will be connected with Diddy anymore. I think he'll become a pariah in the industry. I don't know if he'll get arrested off of this. You got to hope he will. But I don't think people will want to continue to work with him.
But then how does Jay-Z skate? Right? Like if you've been tied to this guy and you're best friends, it's like, okay, oh no, we're not friends anymore. Like, how is that not, like, you know, how are he and Beyonce not wearing this?
Honestly, I think Jay-Z kind of like stepped back from the spotlight just in time, where people aren't, you know, questioning maybe his relationship with even Aaliyah way back in the day or any of that. So I think Jay-Z has kind of
99 problems and
because that's
he ain't one.
Exactly.
All right. Boy, oh boy. Well, look, this is one of those things where, like, we could get a newsflash at any time that arrests have been made, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, because you would probably know R. Kelly went on for years, like, a long time before it actually hit the wall and we started to see action taking.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, in the court docs, it says Diddy had cameras in every single bedroom, every single room in his house. So I guess we'll see.
Boy, oh boy. All right, note to self, next time you buy a house, check for cameras in every orifice. Hey, Kelly, we'll talk again because I know that this is part of your podcast that you follow it closely, so I thank you for it. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Kelly Williams, co-host of Beyond the Blinds. They look into the underbelly of Hollywood, and they got the Diddy court docs, and we'll be following this. This is like, for podcasters, this is great. You know, when you get you're able to sink your teeth into this. This is going to be a big case. It's not going to go away anytime because the allegations are so serious. This thing's going to be around for a while, but you could just sink your teeth in this as a podcaster and just how many layers daily. So this will take on a life of its own.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.